Thank you for that music. It's great to hear those words. We are ready to go, Lord. Send me. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear friends, today we're taking a look at day 13 and introducing a new habit. That habit is studying the scriptures. And so what's going to happen here is this week, each of your readings in the Being Challenge is going to unpack that thought, studying the scriptures. That's what you're going to be looking forward to. And I'm just going to talk about that a little bit here this morning, how important that is. But first, a story for you. Do you like stories? Yeah. All right. There was a man whose name was Laszlo Polgár. Does anyone know Laszlo Polgár? He lived in the 1960s, let's say 1965. He had a plan, and he was living in the country of Hungary. Laszlo Polgár believed that with deliberate actions and practice and good habits, any child could become a prodigy and could be proficient at really anything. His life motto was this: geniuses are not born, geniuses are trained and educated. How do you feel about that life motto? Good? No? Skeptical. Well, he came up with a plan. And his plan was to raise children that would be grandmasters in chess. There's one problem with that plan. Can you guess what it was? He didn't have any children. And he didn't have a wife to have children. So in 1965, Laszlo started to write some really unusual love letters to this woman named Clara. True story. Can you imagine what those love letters were like? Now, the woman named Clara, the good news is that she also had the belief that with good practice and deliberate action and education, a child could become very proficient at a certain science or a certain study. So they matched in that. They went out and dated, and they became married. And they came up with a plan. This was their plan. Their plan was to dedicate their entire home to chess. They ended up basically putting pictures of famous chess players on every room of the house. And there were chess boards. Now, I imagine as a parent, seeing all the chess pieces, stepping on them all throughout the house, this sort of thing. They also came up with the plan that they would homeschool their children and only teach chess. In Hungary in the mid-1960s, this was extremely rare, homeschooling. And they kept journals and strategies of how to win chess matches. And their plan was to have their children raised where they would constantly compete against each other. True story. Yikes. First daughter. Joan says, not good. First daughter named Susan. She began to beat adults at 5 years of age at chess. Next daughter, Sophia, was even better than Susan. She became a world champion at age 15, a prodigy. Next daughter, Judith, she was even better than the previous two daughters. Judith went on to become the youngest grand champion in the history of the world. She was younger than Bobby Fischer. And she sat as the number one ranked chess player for 27 years. Crazy. Now, as you hear that story, you probably think that's kind of strange parenting way. But there's actually a lot of good things that can come out of that can instruct us. Number one is that the children, when asked about how their childhood was and did they enjoy it, they said, "We absolutely did. We love chess," they said. And further, what you can get from that story is that, you see, they had a clear identity from a very early age, and from that identity flowed a whole bunch of habits that came their way, and they were very good at chess. Now, this morning, you're probably hearing that story, and you are probably thinking, that was really weird that they did that. But again, the point is that someone who has their identity formed very early can live and do amazing things and follow through with habits because they know their identity very well. Well, in today's time, we seek out identity in very unusual ways. We try to discover it, and we try to hear what other people might say what our identity is. We mentioned some of these ways that we're that are happening these days in our Bible study this morning. One of those ways to seek out your identity and to find out who you are is to go on websites like Ancestry.com or 23andme.com. Has anyone ever gone on one of those websites to discover your ancestry? Yep, a few of you have. We had a member here, and I got his permission to share this, Rick Durling. I don't know if you remember Rick in Bible study just a couple years ago. Rick took one of those tests, and he found out that his biological father had actually 7 wives, and that ultimately he had 10 new half-siblings that he knew nothing about, just in an instant from a website. Isn't that incredible? These sites, these sorts of stories happen all the time.